Those guys did a great job, and all the musicians did this morning. Thanks so much. Man, it really, this 8:30, I came to church half asleep and just stayed up a little too late. But all the praises to God just allows you to have that awakenness to Him and aliveness, and it's a real blessing. It's a gift from heaven. In fact, you hear all this good music. Doesn't it make you want to, you know, take up an instrument or join the choir? And they'll find room for you if you want to do that. So we're very thankful. It reminds me that singing and praising God in some kind of outward way was really one of the last things I learned how to do as a younger Christian. And I think it was just because of personality and being somewhat reserved. So some of you can identify with that, I think. And I learned about the Bible. I could get into that. Fellowship, I was all for that. And serving, yeah, for putting my name down, I love to serve. And then prayer came in toward the end. Didn't know much about praying in public, but also singing. Singing was like the fear experience. Okay, you face your fears, I had to face singing. And I thought maybe you had to be happy all the time when you sang. But as you look in the Bible, you see songs when people are brokenhearted. You see songs when people are weak. You see songs when they're just groans, asking God for help. So, you know, in terms of your own relationship with God, you sing where your emotions are. And He'll hear the songs of a broken heart as much as the mountaintop songs. So that's important as you put into practice just the gift of praise and the gift of singing. So it's a wonderful connection to the Lord. I was so slow on singing, a lot of my friends accused me of being the ventriloquist singer. I just didn't move my mouth. Okay. And there was not much songs going out of there anyway. But here's something a Christian wrote who was struggling to praise God on a regular basis. And this is what they wrote. I sing to love God. I don't sing for the notes. I don't sing for the words alone, because the words can't really express how great God is. I sing to love God. I sing not for blessing, nor to bless people. Because if I love God, I will bless people. I sing to love God because God loved us first through Jesus. I sing grace. I sing mercy. I sing comfort, peace, joy, and healing. I sing salvation and heaven. For me to live is to sing. For me to sing is Christ. I sing to love God. And so just a motivation from one believer that might encourage you as you learn to praise God with the instrument that He has given each of us, our voices. And it's heart first, it's voice second. And we want to ask God to move 100% into the heart so we can honor Him in a good way. It's real instructive to look at some of the great Christian songwriters throughout the years that they lived today and then previous centuries. Charles Wesley comes to mind probably as the champion of all Christian songwriters. He wrote 6,000 songs to praise God. That's incredible. It got to a point in his life where every day he wrote a song to honor the Lord. And just compare it to secular singers and their ability to sing a lot. The Beatles, for example. The songs that they sang in a published manner, I think, were about 230. So you have 230, that's quite a bit. And then you have 6,000. Okay, so what that tells you is that the Christian, because of Christ in his heart, has a lot more to sing about, you know, than the secular guy who's living in a world that's allegedly without God. Okay, we really can ramp it up in terms of songs and praises and singing. And God invites that to Himself. Psalm 104, the Lord inspires the Word. And the book of Revelation, by the way, makes it clear that praises and singing existed before humanity showed up. Okay, heaven was filled with honor to God, praises to Him, before Adam and Eve were created. You know, from everlasting to everlasting. God was honored. And so God took that gift from heaven and shared it with the redeemed. And even just people made in his image. I think lost people could praise God. I know some of you like to do the theological pretzel on that and say, oh, no, because of A, B, C, and D. Well, good for you, and have a good time with that. But I think God can use any part of his creation to praise him. And so that's a wonderful thing that the Lord does. And God creates the ability for us to hear and make music. Here's some of the phrases from Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very good. Notice he says, O Lord, my God. He gets that personal relationship going right off the bat. It's not just God, you're great, and I don't know much about you, and that's that. But, O Lord, my God, you're the one who created me and saves me. You know, it's almost impossible to sing with God without having your heart involved or your emotions. For example, try to sing without emotion. Some of us do it, unfortunately. But it's really tough to sing without emotion. You get a person who doesn't sing, for example, Amazing Grace. Might hit the notes right. Might have a Frank Sinatra voice or whatever. But you get a Christian to sing Amazing Grace. It's different. And God knows it's different. You know, and people sense it's different. The heart's in it. Because it is possible to honor God with our voice while our hearts are far from him. Isaiah said, don't do that. Get away from that. I experienced that even you have not. Zephaniah says, God sings over people. That's great. How many people have ever sung over you? Well, you got to wait once a year till your birthday, and you kind of suffer through that, you know. They sing happy birthday to you. Or when you're little, maybe people sing over you. But God sings over you in Zephaniah chapter 3. He rejoices over you. And so God is loving and faithful, and usually when you love, you end up singing. You end up singing, at least in your soul. You might not be an outward singer. You know, there's no condemnation if you're not the bubbly singer of the church. Just as a tangent for the non-singers, you can worship God so much beyond singing. It's incredible. Singing is there, yes, but we take our everyday life, as Romans 12 says, and put it before God as an offering. And say, this is the worship of God. How I work, how I treat people, those things. And here's some Bible reasons for singing to God. Be glad God is God. All the thanks and honor go to him. Every good thing that ever happened. When God was glad being God when Jesus was baptized. There's God the Son. He's being baptized by John the Baptist. And the Father says from heaven, this is my Son. With him I am well pleased. I am so glad about him. And the Holy Spirit comes in and sits on Jesus. Or dwells with him, as it were. And there'll be a message on the Holy Spirit tonight. Look forward to that. But God, being glad he is God, and the strength of that. And the second Bible reason to sing and rejoice, be glad God rules history now. Right at this moment in your week. This last week you had, the week coming up. God rules history now. He is the I Am, the fully present one. And always for you. What was that song I was writing as these guys were singing? When faith is low as it can go and fear, it won't subside. God provides the Lamb. And how great God is to provide in whatever state we're in. He's fully present. A friend of mine tells a story of being picked on as a little child in a playground. He said, a bully was after him. He was stronger than him. He was faster than him. So he was pretty helpless on what to do. And so the bully jumps on him and tackles him to the ground. And out of the corner of his eye, he sees his father. His father stands up. He sees what's going on. He's coming over in some manner. And so my friend said, all of a sudden he felt power and strength, just knowing, hey, there was love coming his way. Your power and strength. And he was able to throw off the bully. And the bully backed off. You and I have things that bully us in our soul. And to know that God is God, we can praise Him. If sin bullies us, it doesn't have to. We bring it to God, and He says, I give you strength over that. Evil, if the devil himself would bully you, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. So to praise God, be glad He rules history now, and then be glad that God sings when anyone turns to Him. I like that part of God singing. Anyone, a believer who's away from Him, or a lost person who never received Him. In the New Testament, in the parable of a lost lamb, the one who represents God says this, rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. So God's telling us that. The gal who lost her coin represents God. And she says, rejoice with me. I found what was lost. And the son who went away from the whole family, you know, and he's coming back. When he came back, the Bible says that in the place there was a sound of music and dancing. You know, if anybody were to look in your soul and you look in your own soul, is there a sound of music and dancing there? Because you recognize the Father's love for you. That's, you know, to praise Him. Well, what a gift. We do it imperfectly. We do it sometimes with mourning. This morning we concentrate on the joy part of praising. But again, you might have been saying, hey, I've been mourning all week. That's my songs. 6 days of sad singing. You're still reaching out to God. He hears those songs too. But when you know He's with you, you can even praise Him in the midst of great pain. And He's gracious to help us. So be filled with Christ so that you might praise God and enjoy Him as a chance to say, I praise to love God, I sing to love God. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank You for the gift of song. And we think of different expressions of faith in You. I pray for anybody here not having received Christ, that they would say, I received Christ. Oh, my songs are like the Beatles songs. They're very limited. And they're not much good news in them. They're fairly superficial. But to have the joy, very joy of God in our souls, this is true gifts from heaven. So might there be rejoicing in heaven among the angels and among your heart because we turn to You with life and song. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.